The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set. Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Rich Sheevan's with us, and we're going to be talking about off-grid living. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Thank you, Vince. How are you today?
Hey, Rich, very well, Rich. You know, I was thinking, yesterday, 74 degrees right here at the farm in Missouri, in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, 74 degrees. This morning, 31 degrees. That's a 43-degree delta, right? Tonight, we're expecting 21 degrees. That's a 53-degree delta. So we're looking at a temperature change of 53 degrees in about a day. I have never seen that in my life. Never. It's massive. The animals are going to be, they're going to say, what the heck is going on? We're looking at the possibility of rain today. And then the temperature's going to drop. I hope this doesn't happen, because if it does, those cows are going to be soaking wet, and then they're going to freeze. And then that leads me to, of course, my question for you, which is, you live off-grid. You live in Montana. You've never connected at your current farm to the power grid. How is life going to change for you with the weather change, these massive temperature drops? Well, let's start with this. What's the temperature right now in Montana, where you are?
Well, right now, Vince, we have a major cold front coming in, and this is unseasonably cold for this time of year. We're hovering around 0 degrees right now. So, of course, certain things are compromised. I feel sorry for our animals, like our chickens and goats and stuff. And I've got to go out there every 2-3 hours and keep breaking the ice for their water, because we live a little more rugged off-grid than most people do. But on the other hand, and of course we have to use a little more wood during this time in the cabin, however, we get a greater benefit with solar, because typically, not always, but typically, when we have a high-pressure cold front coming in, that's basically as extreme as this one is right now, we will get clear skies. So obviously when we have clear skies, less clouds, we're going to get, my batteries should fill up by mid-afternoon today. So it's compromised on some issues, but on other issues, it's a benefit.
You know, you're talking about breaking ice. And that has been a concern of mine for the last several years. And it's been a real nuisance, because we have some ponds here on the farm, and we let the cows go from field to field to field. We have a number of ponds. And depending on the weather, we will let them get into shelter, you know, into the woods, into the buildings, those kinds of things. And the problem is, some of the ponds just freeze. And it's impossible to stand on the edge of the pond and just break the ice with a, you know, with a steel rod or something. So, you know, we take to get the backhoe out, and we just take the backhoe and smash through the ice. But sometimes it's really difficult. And before we had the backhoe, that was really hard to do, you know, break it by hand. This year, I spent part of the summer burying pipe water lines underground, trenched them really deep, and ran water lines from our well to a cattle waterer. And this is mostly submerged or mostly underground cattle water, where the where there's dirt on top of it, except for the part where they drink. And the idea is the dirt will insulate the water in a 300-gallon reservoir. So they have maybe a 2-foot by 3-foot area where they can stick their heads in and drink out of it, and they get fresh water. But the reason I put that in is I am so concerned about the freezing water supply. When our creek does run, it freezes in the winter now, if it runs. So we've had the drought here. We've had the ponds freezing, and it's really, really rough on the animals. So it requires us as farmers to spend more and more time protecting our animals. That's what I see. Are you seeing exactly that same thing?
Well, you know, we owe it to the animals. I have a lot of respect for the animals, whether I'm hunting them or they're our domestic pets on the hobby farm here.
Sure.
And I believe, you know, they count on us. You know, they kind of talk to us, and especially our Great Pyrenees dogs, and they count on us not just for feed and water, but shelter and doing the right thing. So we feel an obligation to take care of them, and during the winter months, it's very, very rare when we leave the hobby farm, because it's tougher on the animals. And you know, we here in Northwest Montana, even though we are kind of in a banana belt here, we still have to break the ice for them. Now, I was going to ask, when you were discussing your cattle and your ponds, have you ever had any issues? Because, you know, you're kind of, I know you say you're in the Midwest, but you're kind of south. Do you ever have issues with ice not being thick enough, your cattle walking out there and falling through the ice and dying?
No, we have not had that problem. For some reason, they seem to, well, I don't think we've had that problem. We have found cows that have died, but they're not in the water. Wait a minute. The answer is yes, we have. Several years ago, I was thinking, as you asked me, I was thinking about the ponds. We have a creek, and the previous owner of this farm opened up the creek in one spot, so it's wider. It might be, let's say, 15 feet wide. So it's an area 15 feet in diameter, and it's thin ice. And we found a cow in there. So I think you're right.
Okay.
I think that has happened.
Okay.
And probably 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the fact that it doesn't happen frequently is quite amazing, actually.
Well, it was pretty sad. You know, now that I recall, I had to get the cow out, and we had to bury the cow, and the cow was bloated. So the cow had been there for quite a while. It's kind of an area that you really don't see on the farm. So I just happened to be checking the farm, and we saw the cow, and it was the kind of thing where we probably missed it by a month. You know, not seeing this cow there.
Right.
Very, very sad. But yes, yeah, it has happened once. Or, I'm assuming it was ice, but I can't say that for certain. But the cow was in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Or somebody shot the cow, and went to get a drink, and because it was. It was bloated and so forth, and so it actually poisoned the stream for a while until we kind of cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is a fun lifestyle, folks. I really believe in fact, in the book I talk a lot about buying land, buying acreage, whether it be a hobby farm or a working commercial farm like Vince has, and living your dream, of some type of self-sufficiency or self-sustainability. And with all this corruption today between the stock market and with the value of the U.S. dollar, us barely holding on by a thread, the world reserve status, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Look at heat, look at what the EPA and the Obama administration is doing to coal. Keep in mind, coal provides 50% of America's energy. So as more restrictions and regulations occur, having land where you can have some animals, where you can grow some firewood, which I realize you got to put a little elbow grease in, but I still call it free heat.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically preserving your wealth because people don't know what to invest in anymore because everything is so corrupt, manipulated, and skewed. And people are just looking for answers. So no matter where you are, if you have a favorite state, every state has rural areas. Even New Jersey, believe it or not, has rural areas. And I recommend if you have a love of nature, if you really enjoy being in the outdoors, you don't even have to be a hunter and fisherman like me. You can just be into raising animals, having a garden, and just being around nature, harvesting edible medicinal plants, wildflower identification, ornithology. There's just so much. It's endless with what we can do out in nature. But if you're one of those people that is looking for a new lifestyle and you feel like you're a hamster on a treadmill running to nowhere, I really recommend that you look for a little acreage. It could be as little as 5. It could be in the thousands. It all depends on your financial situation and what your personal dream and goals are. So what do you think about that idea, Vince?
Well, I love it. And as you were saying it, it reminded me of last night. We had a meetup with Dr. Gil Mobley, and he's the guy who went through the Atlanta airport with a hazmat suit on and said the CDC is lying. And so he spent last night with us talking to us at the meetup for the first seminar. We had 3 seminars last night. But as a result of that, we were talking about density, population, and, you know, this is a long way of answering your question, but we heard him say that, you know, one guy walks into a hospital with Ebola, and that hospital is now crippled. The emergency room is crippled. The protocols that are started as a result of, you know, one patient walking in with just the symptoms of Ebola increases the waiting times for those in the emergency room, and the care gets delayed for everybody. It's a real, real mess. So we talked about, what do you do? Well, you get out of there. You know, if there's sickness, you get away from it. So one of the ladies who comes to the meetup asked me about buying a farm, and she said, is there a farm near you? And I said, there is. There is. And we didn't finish the discussion. I said, what size farm would you like to buy? And she said, about 10 acres. And I think that's a great start, but I've got a better plan for her. And when I see her on Monday, I'm going to tell her it's 80 acres, 80. And for the price that some people might want to spend or think they're going to spend for 10 acres, they can get 80 acres. That's the way to go. And I'll tell you why when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli. Rich Stevens with us. Off-grid, Montana.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Off-grid Montana.com. And so, Rich, last night I was talking to this lady who comes to the meetups, and she's delightful. She'd make a wonderful neighbor. And we're talking about 10 acres, and I need to tell her the rest of the story, so on Monday I will. But I think 10 acres would be okay. I think 80 acres would be better, 80. And let's talk about what 80 acres is. 80 acres is about a quarter of a mile by a half a mile. So there's a property that I know of that's got a quarter of a mile frontage. It's a half a mile deep. It's mostly woods. There's a clearing in the middle of the woods where you could build a house, you know, like a 1 or 2 acre clearing. All the free firewood you could possibly want is right there. Trees just die and fall down. You can cut them up, and so you have free heat. There's a well on the property. It's $135,000, $135,000. It's available by the owner. It's not on the market, but it's available by the owner. And here's what's interesting. Where I live, I chose this location because I wanted to be free from being surrounded by people. I know that we are going to have civil unrest. I know that we're going to have a financial collapse. I know that there's disease and pestilence. I just don't know which one's going to get here first. So I wanted to be away from a lot of people. So I live on a gravel road. And here's what you get when you live on a gravel road. People don't like going down a gravel road because it's rough on the cars, it's rough on the tires. So it keeps people away. They just don't want to go through the ruts, and they don't want to go through the dips, and they don't want to go through the mud, and it just, you know, makes your car muddy. So they don't want to do that. You also get several other advantages. You don't have curbs. If you live in a rural part of the world, you don't have curbs. You don't have sidewalks. You don't have the city police. You don't have the animal control. You don't have the inspections. You don't have the permits. There's nobody to issue a permit if I wanted to get one. I certainly don't want to get one. So we built our farmhouse with and a garage, you know, freestanding garage, without any permits, no inspections whatsoever, other than the well and the septic system. Other than that, no permits. So there's no building inspection, no wiring inspection, no plumbing inspection, none of that. And that's kind of the way I like it. So my answer to this lady was, how about bigger? And the reason is because if it's bigger, you're farther away. Generally, a bigger farm is farther away from a city than a smaller hobby farm might be, generally speaking. In your case, that's not the case. But in many cases out here in the Midwest, that is the case. So lower taxes per acre, farm assessment, lower overall taxes, freedom from having these people invade your space and tell you what you can and can't do. Nobody cares if I go hunting. Nobody cares if I go blasting away on the rifle range. Nobody cares because there's nobody here. And that's kind of the way I like it. And that's what I would recommend. So my answer is, this is a great lifestyle. It really is. But if you need to be entertained, forget it. I mean, if you're inclined to be bored, then forget it. This is 24 hours of work, 24 hours a day. It really is. There are more things to do on a farm than can be done. There's more expense than can be paid. And if you look at farmers, you wonder, why do those guys leave all that stuff, you know, all around their farm? Why do they have equipment everywhere? Because they're overwhelmed. Okay, it's not because they're sloppy by nature, I don't think. Well, some are, but most aren't. It's because we're overwhelmed. Absolutely, there's more to do than we can possibly do. And we have to figure out what is the most important thing to do. And if you're inclined to do that kind of a lifestyle, it's great. But if you need to be entertained and you need to go to the art museum and you need to go to musicals and you need to go to the theater and you need to go to movies, forget it. Because you're going to be too far away from those things if you live on a large farm. That's all there is to it. Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree, Vince. And what I'd like to do is give your listeners two bits of information here that they can get some ideas and solutions on how to make that dream come true. But before I mention that, I just want to mention a couple of facts. First of all, 90% of us folks live in urban, suburban America. Back in the Great Depression, it was 80-20 urban, suburban, or urban, rural, urban. So think about how ugly it could be if we did have an economic collapse or another Great Depression.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture of you fishing in a big creek on your website, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eaton's with us. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, you know, there are some things with this lifestyle that prevent you from doing things that might be fun. Let me give you an example. I'll give you two examples. One is, I know you want to come to the Get Prepared Expo, and the plan is to do it, but you've got to find somebody to sit at your farm while you do it. This past weekend, I was scheduled to be an instructor at a mini-expo. It's called Prepare and Share. And John and Judy Dollar had two of our instructors and good friends were hosting it. And I was supposed to be teaching, you know, part of this, at part of this event. I couldn't do it because my farm responsibilities prevented me from doing it. What happened was the weather was getting cold, and I hadn't finished the plumbing that could freeze prior. I couldn't get it done as fast as I wanted, and I knew the cold weather was coming, so I had to excuse myself from being at this event. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be there, but I couldn't because my obligation to my farm animals is absolutely critical. I cannot let them suffer. So I had to excuse myself from going to an event that I committed to go to. I just couldn't do it. And so when you talk about 80% live in the urban environment, it's a different lifestyle. Because it's someone else's problem when it's someone else's duty and responsibility to make sure the infrastructure doesn't freeze, right? It's the city utilities that keep the water flowing, and it's the gas company that keeps the gas flowing. That's not the case at our farm. If I don't take care of it, or Mrs. Finelli doesn't take care of it, or our family doesn't take care of it, it does not get done. No one comes over here to do it for us. Nobody. Nobody knows about it to do it, and nobody does it. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. So it's a different world here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Vince, if I may address that, it's
yeah, please do. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Right. I chose this lifestyle. I love it. I would not trade it for a city lifestyle.
And I agree. And you know, let me share some facts with your listeners. And I've mentioned this fact before, but for the first time in U.S. history, U.S. banks own a greater share of residential housing net worth than all the individual Americans put together. So free markets and supply and demand isn't working in a lot of these suburban, urban sites. Now, when you look at acreage, folks, since me and Vince were talking about it, it's very rare when acreage goes into foreclosure. But it's not happening in urban, suburban America. Now, for example, the four biggest banks in America, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo, they've got over $1 trillion from QE3 alone, and they invested it mostly in the stock market to drive up asset bubbles. In other words, it was meant to deceive Americans about the economy. They're trying to portray it getting stronger, but it's not obviously the case. So if you can live in rural America, folks, and control your own destiny regarding food, heat, raising animals, growing a garden, a little hunting and fishing maybe, wherever your interest and hobbies may lead you, I really recommend it. And what I want to do, Vince, right now is give two ideas to your listeners, just like that woman that you gave as an example who said she wants to buy 10 acres and you recommended 80. I want to give two solutions to your listeners right now on how they could possibly buy some land that they're thinking, and when they're listening to this, that they can't afford. So first of all, what I'm seeing that's happening around the country, folks, is like-minded people getting together, going to Liberty Fellowship meetings, expos, just planning-type, foresight-type thinkers getting together and buying land together. And I really recommend that. Some people... And I recommend having a plan of action from the start to the finish on how you're going to divvy up the land. Are you going to sell the land? You need to communicate and negotiate and put everything down on paper. And I'm seeing people doing this all over the country. And second thing, and this is in the book, and I also have mentioned this on quite a few radio shows, a lot of people, despite me getting this information out to the best of my ability, still are not aware of this. If you have an IRA or a 401k, for example, in other words, pre-tax money, you can buy land with pre-tax money. So let's say you have 135 grand and you want to buy that 80 acres that Vince was talking about. You can buy that out of your 401k or IRA, because we all know that the market is being manipulated by the printing of money up to $85 billion a month. Now, you got to ask yourself, folks, honestly, How sustainable is this behavior when the Federal Reserve is buying back our own debts and the U.S. Treasury is giving out IOUs? And this is why it's so important to try to control your own destiny. There's about four or five companies out there that act as liaison to carry your pre-tax money into a purchase of land. Now, there's certain qualifications, there's certain rules and regulations, the biggest being that you can't live on that land. But let's say you bought an acre right next door to that 80 acres. You can live on the 1 acre and use the 80 acres for your whatever, your investment, your playground, your harvesting your own heat, et cetera. You know, there are different ways to do things. We all have to think outside the box because the powers that be want to make everything very, very difficult, whether it be off-grid living or you just look at what I just mentioned regarding J.P. Morgan and QE3. They saw total deposits 9 times greater going into the stock market, greater than their gross income of loans from QE3. In other words, the taxpayer dollars that they got, instead of helping out small business in the middle class to try to have a better life, they put into the stock market to create this illusion of an economy getting stronger, which we all know that's not happening. So we're losing our ability to control our own destiny, folks, in every aspect from financial, economic, social, political, and health reasons. And this is why having some acreage and reversing that centralization of America can be a benefit physically and to the mind. And for you, those of you who think you're too old, this story's in my book. I have spinal stenosis and nerve damage. In fact, last night, Vince, if I'm stuttering a little bit, I apologize, but I probably got half an hour's worth of sleep because my spine and my arms are in so much pain from, and it varies. I don't know what makes it worse or better. I just don't know. But I do everything with moderation and modification, and I do things, you know, if I'm getting into too much pain, I just stop for the day. So there are different ways to skin a cat or pick a radish. And I think that if we all stuck together and helped one another out, whether it be information, like what Vince and I are doing today, or looking for like-minded people to buy that piece of land for your to make your goal and dream come to fruition, the ability's out there, folks.
And you know, Rich, there are a lot of things that we can do that we've never done before, but just because we haven't done them doesn't mean we can't do them. Let me give you an example. I decided that we needed a backhoe. I didn't go to backhoe school. I really didn't. No one trained me how to operate a backhoe. I went to the internet. I looked at some videos. I did some research. I figured out what size I wanted. I went to Craigslist and I bought a backhoe. And then part of the transmission failed, so I learned how to replace the power shuttle on a Case 580 Super E backhoe. Never did that before. Got my son and I worked on it, and you know, we figured it out and we put it together. So what I'm saying is, you can do things that you've never done before. We took a chicken barn from Arkansas, a used barn. Loaded it up on our gooseneck trailer, 26-foot trailer, hauled it with 3 separate trips to the farm. We bought the used roofing, the used insulation, the used 2x4s, the used trusses, and we said, this is good, but the problem is that, you know, it's not tall enough, so we designed short concrete walls, put it together, and, you know, it's almost finished now. Not quite, but almost. It's closed in, and I have some corner pieces to put on. But other than that, it's usable right now, and I've got equipment in it. And so what I'm saying is, I never built a barn before. I mean, not that size. And so you can do it. Before we built the farmhouse, we never built a farmhouse. And we did that. So you can do all of these things. You just put your mind to it and do it. You really can. You don't have to follow the examples of the others. And if you do follow the examples of the others, the herd, you're probably going to make a mistake. Because, frankly, I don't know anyone who lives in a city environment who has the preparedness in place that we have. They absolutely are victims, or they will be victims, of the power grid. If the gas lines go down, if the oil delivery doesn't come, if the propane delivery doesn't come, they're toast. And I remember last year, Rich, last year, there was a company called Country Pride Propane right here in Missouri, about 30 miles away from us. And people prepaid for propane. They prepaid for $1.79.9 per gallon. One guy bought 1,000 gallons, and he expected to be able to get delivery on the propane that he pre-purchased during the winter. And the company that he paid for it said, we can't deliver it. Propane, there's a spike in the market. We can't do it. So if you want propane, we'll sell you 100 gallons at a time, but you got to pay $4.49.9 per gallon, prepay that, and then we'll deliver that 100 gallons to you, even though you prepaid for 1,000 gallons that we owe you. Tough, we're not going to deliver that propane.
Wow.
You're going to have to buy new propane. So
Wow. That
goes, yes, yes. And we exposed this guy, and we gave out his phone number, and I was reluctant to do it for a couple of reasons. One, if we put this little guy out of business, then only the big guys are going to survive, and they're going to take advantage of us, you know, in the long run. So it was a double-edged sword. This guy was taking advantage of his customer, and we weren't going to let that happen. So we did give out his number, and we convinced him to give this guy 200 gallons of his own propane, but that's all we were able to convince him to do. The guy bought 1,000 gallons, and we got 200. So that brings us back to Max's law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Now, in my case, I don't pre-buy fuel. I buy fuel. I buy it. I take delivery. I pay for it. The transaction's done. I have the fuel. It's my fuel at my farm. It's not my fuel on someone else's location. Because something could happen. Like that propane spike. Keep that in mind. Rich Stevens with us. OffGridMontana.com. We're talking about the things in his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you want a great read, a very easy to read, just under a couple hundred pages, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana by Rich Scheben, S-C-H-E-B-E-N. You can get the book on Amazon. You can get it on the Internet. I suggest that if you're thinking about this kind of lifestyle, it tells why he did what he did, who he is, how he did it. And it's a great read because there are a lot of things to consider if you're going to, buy a farm and get away from, the herd, the masses, the 80%. It's a great lifestyle, but you will be in charge of your own destiny. And Rich, here's why I'm saying this. Last night at the meetup, we had Dr. Gil Mobley. He's the medical doctor. He's an emergency room doctor. Lots of experience. And he's a 60-year-old guy. Well, he was talking about you get away. If there's a disease that it can be a pandemic and you think it's going to affect you, well, get out of there. Well, here's my question for you. Rich, if you had to hunker down because of Ebola, are you comfortable where you live in the middle of nowhere, Montana?
Because if we can grow a garden, I can harvest edible and medicinal plants, which you can walk behind me with a bottle of salad dressing for 6 months and I can keep you fed. I mean, we can everything. We don't own a freezer. We don't even need electricity to live in this cabin where most people in urban suburban America can't flush a toilet, can't turn on their water, can't turn on a heater without electricity. So we are independent of a lot of those modern conveniences, and we enjoy it. And I just want to mention, too, Vince, that when you were talking about how you didn't go to backhoe school, which was so funny, I've always wanted to live off-grid. I've always wanted to live off the land and hunt and fish and live this natural lifestyle. I had no knowledge of a solar array whatsoever, folks. I did my research. I hired a guy who was a retired electrician who actually lives off the grid and practices what he preaches, and he helped me set up my system. Now, if you are looking for somebody, some type of a mentor to give you advice, my advice would be look in the yellow pages, go to battery stores, stores that sell lead-acid batteries. I can guarantee you they will know somebody who's similar, who's an electrician or has electrician background, who has similar knowledge, who can help you set up your off-grid hobby farm if that's what you wish to do. So that would be my two cents piece of advice right there, to go to a battery store that sells lead-acid batteries, shallow cycle, deep cycle, doesn't matter. I guarantee you there will be a guy there that store knows that can help you out and create your off-grid dream.
Yeah, and you can come to the expo, the Get Prepared Expo, March 27, 28, and 29, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Lebanon. We pronounce it Lebanon. It's spelled Lebanon. And we will have seminars on off-grid living. Rich Sheban's going to do everything he can to make it. Kyle Harris is going to do everything he can to make it. So you get a chance to meet those guys. Plus, we'll have some solar stores that can help you with, you know, the battery decisions, the solar panels, and help you get started. It'll all be here at the expo if you're interested in this kind of living. And, Rich, what I've done is the things that I like to do, I've built that into the expo. And our friends, they're all like us. And so you can come and ask a whole bunch of us about how these things work and how we do it. We all do it a little bit differently. But you can get a lot of great ideas, you know, in that 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk away with, well, you know, if you want to drill a well, we'll teach you how to do it. Well, there'll be a guy here who knows how to drill wells. If you want to drill a well on that farm that you haven't bought yet, you can meet the broker to buy the farm and find out how much the well's going to cost. And if you want to build a cabin, there's a guy who will tell you how much it'll cost to build a cabin or a pole barn. It's all right here at the expo. And why? Well, that 80 acres that we talked about, I'll bet you the taxes are less than $200 a year on that farm. 80 acres, less than $200 a year taxes. It's right across the road from us, literally. So you can do it. I'm not trying to sell it, but anyway, that's the story. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.